Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Fun to Fortune, Entrepreneur Startup Success on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Jeff Belinsky, and I'm the founder of 2B Enterprises. I'm dedicated to helping people escape the 9-to-5, follow their passion, and love their work. I'm also the founder and co-creator of Broadway Bodies, the fun way to work out to your favorite show tunes. The founder of Javelin Life and Business Coaching, and a few more adventures if you have an hour. Every other week, join us for a conversation with those who have created fun businesses and have uncovered their fortune in the process. We are broadcasting live from New York City, that concrete jungle where dreams are made. And today, we have two amazing examples of New York City-born businesswomen. Very excited about today's show with two powerhouse entrepreneurs, Erin Stutland and Francine Rabinowitch. They'll join us in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned and you will hear all about building a business while fully employed and saving your favorite pair of jeans at Denim Therapy. And you'll also be moved by Erin, who is a true mover and shaker in the world of fitness and helping women to their dreams and desires. Before we get to today's guests, let's recap the guests on the last few shows. You can always listen anytime to our archives on Life Coach Radio Network. Skip my intro and just go right to the guest interview. We're really excited that we had last week Francis. He's the founder and owner of Greek and Handy. Francis is a designer, contractor, and builder, which he started following his dance career. He followed his passion. He kept in touch with the people who loved him, and he created a company based on who he is. He's Greek and Handy. He's very excited about his debut and competition on the reality show Brother vs. Brother. So check him out on HDTV. You can also find him at GreekandHandy.com. The previous show, we featured Anthony Cerrone of Lilac Chocolates. Anthony worked as a marketing executive many years, but he had this secret, well, not so secret, love for chocolate. He pursued a company that was not officially on the market, in fact, right around the corner from him, and he bought this stubbornly old-fashioned chocolatier. He talks on our show about the excitement of his day and wearing so many hats, working with so many different people, and, of course, his favorite hat, which has to be his tasting hat. If you're interested in starting a blog-based business, check out our show with Bern Harrison. Bern works full-time, and at the side, he founded a company called Stage Buzz. He does part-time reviews of off-Broadway shows and festivals, interviews amazing people in the off-Broadway business, and gets to see tons of shows, which is one of the things that he loves. He's also a writer and working on his own works as well. You can check him out at stagebuzz.com, or is it stagebuzz.org? Try both. And if you're passionate about pets, we featured Matt Terranente of Let's Play, Dogs Learn Better That Way. Matt had a passion for pets, but he needed some business guidance. He came to see me, and we worked together, and the combination put him really into play. He has a great brand, great website, great service offering, and he has his dogs jumping and his owners very happy too. That's Matt Carinente of Let's Play Dog. All those and some more can be listened to at our archive on Life Coach Radio Network, Fun to Fortune Success Series. I'm inspired by people I meet who are doing wonderful, very cool things. They're having fun, they're creating wealth and abundance for themselves. They clearly enjoy their work. They're doing great work, and here they're going to share their business, their inspiration, their roadblocks, their obstacles, and how they got through. I was always inspired by a quote I heard many years ago when I was doing work that I really didn't love at all, actually, and separated my work from my play. I thought if I could get to this place and also help others get to this place, it'd be a really great thing. So this is from The Master of Living. A master of living and master of the art of living makes little distinction between his work and his play. Imagine that. His labor and his leisure, his mind and his body. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues his vision of excellence at whatever he does, leaving others to decide whether he is working or playing. To him, he is always doing both. So take a moment to think about that. And we're going to take a little teeny break. For those of you who are just listening or just tuning in, we are the Life Coach Radio Network. We're on the line today, Fun to Fortune with Coach Jeff. I'm Jeff Valinsky, and you can find out more about me at www.javelin.com. I'm hosting this show every other Tuesday at noon. If you have any questions or comments about being or wanting to be an entrepreneur, feel free to call in. You can call in at 646-716-9397. You can also tweet at us. Our handle is Host Coach Radio. And you can find us on Facebook at the Life Coach Radio Network. So before we get to our guests today, let me tell you a little bit about them. We're first going to have Erin Stutland. And Erin Stutland is someone I met when I took an Intensati class. She's an Intensati teacher, which is an amazing workout for your mind and body. She's now a lifestyle and fitness coach and creator of a really cool thing called Shrink Session, Tone Your Body, Expand Your Mind. She's a former professional dancer turned actress. Erin has guest starred on The Soprano, Chappelle Show, Sex and the City. And she's found a way to combine her love for movement, spirituality, and self-development into a super unique fitness class that is now impacting people all over the world. And one of the things I love about Erin is that she's been able to take her package that she's doing here in New York and also create multiple revenue streams. So she's put it into something that people all over the world can download and do with her. It's very cool. Shrink Session is now an official class at Crunch Gyms. She's been featured on Daily Candy, Shape.com, et cetera, et cetera. She also has an online course called Magical Manifestors, Less Hustle, More Flow. This starts September 23rd, where she'll walk hundreds of people through the process on getting clear on your dreams and desires. She is passionate about helping women and create movement in their bodies and their lives. So we're going to hear from Erin in a little while, and she will be our first guest. She should be calling in momentarily. Then we are going to hear from Francine Rabinovich of Denim Therapy. I'll tell you my story about Denim Therapy. I had a pair of G-Stars that I loved, and I went back to G-Star. They no longer manufacture them. I couldn't find them anywhere. So we went to our local tailor. He patched them up, and a few months later, the holes were back. Someone told me about Denim Therapy. I looked it up. I said, what a cool concept. Took them to Denim Therapy, and they're like new. So if you have a pair of jeans that you love and you want to save, check out Denim Therapy. When I read about Francine, because I was like, what a really cool business. Who would have ever thought? She founded this company back in 2008. When she saw her own difficulty in parting ways with a pair of much-adored jeans and saw the need for an eco-savvy repair service. She realized that almost every person out there has a pair of jeans they love and they are not ready to part ways with. It's pretty telling and interesting. Who knew that you could create a thriving business and enterprise on repairing jeans? I love the name. I love the concept. And one of the things that Francine had told me, she didn't realize her passion for denim was shared by so many. So we are going to hear from both Erin and Francine today. who will tell you about their stories, their passion, and how they got started in business. While we're waiting, a quick preview of what's to come on the Life Coach Radio Network. Tomorrow, Wednesday at 7:30, we'll feature Get a Job with Kathleen Brady. Join Kathleen with her guest host, Mike Giassi. They're going to have a lively and informative conversation with Sarah Grillo. She's the original Queen Bitchinaire. Also, Sikandar Hashmi and Delian Loonsberry will also share their stories of career success. And then, Thursday at noon, there's a show, Getting Burned Out in Our Jobs and Our Lives Can Happen to Anyone. It doesn't need to be the final word. Listen to Life Coach Chat, Barbara Hetzel, Joel Reddins, and Leanne Parsons discuss the ways in which you can turn burnout into a new spark for life and work. And then on Friday, Coach Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching will be on her show with Train Your Brain to Up Your Game. So check out some of these things on the Life Coach Radio Network. Okay, so we're going to take a little pause here while we wait for our callers. I'll tell you a little bit more. If you're just tuning in, this is the Life Coach Radio Network. You're on the Fun to Fortune Success Entrepreneur Series with Coach Jeff, and I'm Jeff Belinsky, hosting this show every other Tuesday at noon. We'd love to hear from you out there, so if you have any questions or comments about being or wanting to be an entrepreneur, call 646-716-9397. You can tweet at us. Our handle is Coach Host Radio. And you can like us on Facebook, Life Coach Radio Network. We're here to inspire entrepreneurs. If you're thinking about starting a business, if you are in business and are struggling or growing, if you are not sure what your passion is, listen to some people who have sort of found their passion through working full-time for starting at one career and moving to another and continuing to push for something they love. And that's why we call this Fun to Fortune. It looks like I have either Aaron on the line or a caller, so I'm going to go to the mic, and we're going to begin. So if you would hold one moment, and I'm going to make this mic live. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi, it's Aaron Stutland here.
Hello, Aaron Stutland. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Are you who and how are you moving and shaking today?
I was just moving and shaking this morning and getting ready to talk to you. Really excited to be here.
Good, good, good. Well, I am thrilled, beyond thrilled, to have you on my show. I don't remember when I met you, but it had to be 3-4 years ago when I took one of your Intensati class, and I was moved. I was moved by your energy, your authenticity, your pushing me into a workout that was far challenging than I expected, and just leaving there, like, ready to take over the world. And from that moment on, I knew you're someone I wanted to be affiliated with. And from there, you have just created and continued to do. And so we're here today to hear your story and listen and, you know, inspire other people out there who are just getting started or have gotten started and hit some roadblocks. And so, Aaron, tell us what your business is. What's your company name?
Well, it's really just under Aaron Stutland, and I have a couple different products. But what I like to say is my big message out there is where there's movement in your body, there's movement in your life. And what I'm most interested in helping people do is create movement in their life, whether that is physically, but also emotionally or spiritually. It's, you know, how do we create that movement? How do we keep shifting our perspective and keep moving forward towards what it is that we really, truly want?
Wow, that's great. Create movement in your life. And I think, like, you know, sometimes when we just take action, no matter what action is, moving forward, like, things start to unfold. So a lot of times when people are stuck, you know, just taking a walk or taking a step or taking a class, right, one of your classes. So how does that manifest in what you see with your community?
I think that, just like as you said, I think moving in whatever capacity that means for you could create huge change in your life. So it is, it's, you know, I do teach workouts. That's very a big part of what I do, but I also work, you know, coaching-wise. I think sometimes, really, I think from a movement perspective, I think sometimes when we're feeling emotionally stuck, if we literally just move our bodies a little bit, whether you're dancing around your room or you go for a walk or you take a class, you will absolutely feel different. You will feel freer. You will feel more open. You will feel more in tune. So that's definitely one form of movement that I like to, you know, teach to my students and clients. And then also, I think on another perspective, is the movement of just taking action, like really like sending out that email, making that phone call. These little actions, little tiny baby actions, can really produce a lot of confidence as you move towards your dreams and your goals. And I think sometimes we can get a little paralyzed or overwhelmed by what action should I take, and I have so much to do, and it can be overwhelming. So even just the littlest bit of movement, like I said, sending an email, making a phone call, can produce really extraordinary results.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question. As an entrepreneur, I mean, you had a background as an actress or an actor or dancer.
Mm-hmm.
What were the movements, the steps that you took or this just sort of fell into or by design or that got you to sort of creating your own enterprise? And what's the entrepreneurial track that you followed and moved through?
Well, as you said, I started as an actor and a dancer. And so I think being an artist, you're always kind of, you know, hustling to make things work and to make, you know, make ends meet and to make a living. So I was always doing a bunch of different jobs as I was auditioning and performing. So I was very used to, you know, not having a stable 9-to-5 kind of job. That was just how I lived. But one of the things that I created along the path, you know, I worked in restaurants and I worked in an office and I did real estate. But one of the things that I started about 6 years ago, I had gotten into teaching fitness as a side job because it was a natural extension of being a dancer and moving my body. And I realized that this fitness class that I was teaching, it was only taught at a gym. And I had a community of artists and performers that I knew this class, this workout, would change their lives and change their perspective. And I had like a toolkit of things that I had been using and applying in my own life as a creative performer to how to achieve my goals as a performer. And so sort of, you know, as an idea, I put together a 4-week workshop where I said, we're going to do this workout and then I'm going to do some creative coaching. I didn't at the time honestly really even know what that meant. I just knew that I had tools to offer. And I sent an email out to my group of people and community. I mean, this is before like Facebook and all of that. And, you know, people were really enthusiastic about it. And I got like 25 people to sign up for this 4-week workshop that I sort of just created and thought, and truly, here's the thing that I think is important. I just thought that it would be really fun and a really great way to move people and a great way to bring together people, you know, to bring together a very specific community of people that wasn't about just, you know, competition in the workplace. It was about like, how do we live fuller lives? And so it was like, oh my God, I can't believe 25 people signed up for this. And then I started running that workshop over and over again. And that was really how this little business began. I like to say that it was kind of an accident. And as things went along, I became more passionate about learning more about business and marketing and entrepreneurialism. And then, you know, kind of grew from there. But it really started just with a little seed of an idea of like, oh my God, my people would love this. That was really how it
started. I love it. Well, that's the best way. It's sort of like something that you loved and you wanted to share and you knew you could help people and your friends. And so you followed your passion, and that's part of what this is, and followed your fun to fortune. So what is the fun part for you? It all sounds really fun until you take the class and then you want to kill you because you're pushing us so hard, but but we love
right.
you. But what's the fun part? Where do you get the most joy and satisfaction? You have your hands in so many things and you're continue to create and you're working with people and you're creating a program. So what's the fun? Where's the joy for you?
There's so many aspects of my business that bring me joy. I think one of the things is the fact that I get to do so many different things. Like, I think if I had to do the same thing day in and day out, that would drive me a little nutty. So the first thing is that I get to bounce around and do different things and use my different talents and skills. I think what I really love is I like making stuff. You know, I think at the heart of it, I'm an artist, and so I like to just make stuff. So whether that means, you know, making a video and shooting a video and putting that with music and writing the copy for it, like to me that's like choreographing a dance, or writing copy for a new program that I'm putting out. Like then I get to tap into the writer part of me. And then, you know, when I go and I teach classes, it's sort of like I get to tap into the performer part of me and, the choreographer in me. And so there are all these little pockets of joy. And then, of course, like getting to work with people and see people have a shift in their life, that's, you know, tremendous joy. It's all the many facets that I get to do that I don't – and I think the biggest thing, like I said, is that I just don't have to do one thing over and over again.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of entrepreneurism and being a multipreneur is you get to wear all these hats and you get to do all these things that that are part of you, and you don't have to do one job. You get to do them all. Like making a video is so fun. Sometimes it's frustrating, but it's really fun, the creative part and learning all the things about editing and all the cool technology and then how to distributing it. So, and then it's another way to share your work. Now, I know you've done that with, I'm not sure if it's Magical Manifestors or Shrink Session or both, but tell us how you shared your work with the world.
Yeah, so Shrink Session is, it's the, you know, the workout and the program that I created, that I went on to create. And so now it's, I do live classes. I teach in New York at Crunch. And then I'm doing a monthly live class here also in New York. And I turned it into an online workout videos. And I basically decided, like, I'm going to produce fitness videos. I'm going to use all of my talents and skills that I gained as a performer, as an artist, as an actor, being on set and having relationships with production. And I created these beautiful workout videos that people can now do and are doing all over the world. And I'm going on to create more of this in the next month. I'll be creating more videos. You can check those videos out at shrinksessionworkout.com. And then Magical Manifestors is a four-week course, online course, also an online course. That's all about getting what you want with less hustle and more flow. And in that program, I take people through the process of dreaming and digging for goals and really unearthing the things that you really want, what you're passionate about, and not being afraid to really look it in the eye and say, okay, I'm coming for you. And then we create a plan of action to get you there. And we make it really, really, really easy so that it's not overwhelming, the steps that you have to take to get what you want. And we do it in a super fun, creative way.
Wow, the programs sound great. And one of the things that you've exhibited and you're doing, the process of doing, is that when I work with a lot of clients who are entrepreneurs or solo practitioners, they really think of, like, I only have this many hours of the day and I can only see this many clients. And what you are demonstrating, what I try to impart on them, is that create something where you can not only create multiple revenue streams, but you're sharing your work with the world. And using technology today, it's so possible. So congratulations and kudos for doing this. And I know it's a lot of hard work that you put into it. But, sharing your work with the world. So while you're maybe teaching a class at Crunch, there may be like thousands of people, you know, working out at home or yeah. creating little communities of your workout and benefiting from what you have to say and do. So I think it's awesome, and I love that you've done it, and it's a great example, and I'm going to keep using you as an example of how you get out of that solo practitioner, solo trainer, solo dance teacher mode and really sort of expand that. So awesome.
Yeah, and I would just say just to that a little bit more is that I think it's really it takes a little bit of a mindset shift to make that leap to from solo practitioner sort of one-on-one to how can I serve more people, because it changes because when you're serving one-on-one, there's a lot of, you know, satisfaction and gratification that comes from really seeing the one person that you're working with or the, you know, 15, 20, 30 students who are in your class. And I think a lot of times people are fearful of losing that connection with their people. But, you know, recently I realized even my own way of which I was kind of playing small, like, you know, because I think most of us as entrepreneurs and people who want to help people, we really enjoy that human connection, and it's super important. And I think there was a part of me even that was like, I don't want to lose that human connection. I don't want to lose out on knowing that I'm making a difference in somebody's life. And so recently I really started to make a shift to look for ways in which, like, well, when I post something on Facebook, does that make a difference in people's lives? And I've been getting like emails back today, you know, that have been saying like, Erin, you don't know me, but I really appreciate your inspiring posts on Facebook or on Twitter. And it just is a confirmation of like, you don't have to just be in front of somebody to make a difference in their life. A very small thing that you put out into the world, like I said, a tweet could shift somebody's perspective in the moment. And you don't even know them. So it's something that's good to remember, that it doesn't have to be always this one-on-one thing. There's a way to really reach people on a bigger level, but you have to make that shift internally.
Yeah, wow. That is great stuff. You mentioned, you know, thank you for mentioning what else it takes. So what else did it take for you to get, because as entrepreneurs and starting up a company and starting up, what kind of obstacles did you face, and how did you get support, and what did it take? I know it's a long question, but we'll muddle through the different parts.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the first part that I said is sort of seeing what's possible. I think, I know that you're an excellent coach, and there's some great coaches out there, and I've worked with some amazing coaches as well. And I think I would give a lot of praise to the mentors and coaches that I've worked with, because, you know, sometimes we're limited to our own perspective. And in order to see a new path or a new perspective, we need someone to show it to us. So working with a mentor helps create that new perspective, and then also helps create accountability for what you're doing. So that was one thing that helped me, and that continues to help me. I mean, I still work with someone that I do a check-in with to say, like, hey, this is what's going on, what do you think, and get feedback on it. So that's been a huge help. And then I think, you know, one of the biggest obstacles that even now today that I still sort of struggle with is, you know, I think when you are a creative person and an entrepreneur is, I don't know if everyone can relate to this, but I imagine a lot of people can, is, you know, there's almost this need to want to control every aspect of your business and every aspect of what you do. Because I like to wear so many hats, and I like to do design work, and I like to write, and I like to choreograph, that, I mean, at the end of the day, I can't do everything by myself. It's just not possible. And there aren't enough hours in the day. And the biggest obstacle for me that I'm, you know, continually growing through and working through is how do I allow myself to be supported in my business by other people? How do I better delegate some of the things that I, you know, that I like to do, but maybe would be better off spending time doing something else.
Thank you for bringing that up.
That's a challenge. Yeah.
No, I share the same thing. You know, I want to hire people to do things, but yes, I love to control every aspect of my ventures, and I just can't, you know, and I just can't. And so it's letting go, and then it's also sort of shifting, again, your perspective. It's like when you started up, you did everything because you were the only person, and, you know, it was just so moving out of that perspective into, okay, here's my role, here's what I want to do, and I'll let go of other things. So that's great. It's process of success, when you start to succeed, you know, like, you're no longer sometimes in the, you know, like, you're now moving into sort of management, right? You're no longer down with the ranks, you know.
Which is hard, you know. That's a hard position to grow into, and sometimes also not, like, the best position, especially because I think a lot of times, you know, there's that great book, The E-Myth. I don't know if people are familiar with that or if you're familiar with that, but they talk about the three aspects of being an entrepreneur. And one of them is, you know, being a technician, the person who creates the stuff. You know, whether if you're like a trainer, a personal trainer, for example, like, you know, the body inside and out, you know how to get results in people. You love to be on the, you know, on the training floor, making a difference in people's bodies. And then there's the entrepreneur who's like the visionary, the person who has like the big ideas and the dream. And then there's the person, the manager, who has to manage and make that dream come true. And all of these three aspects are required in building a business. But so often when we get started, we're usually one of them, you know, one of them is our strength, whether it's the technician, the dreamer, or the manager. But we're not usually all of them, and we usually don't like to wear all of those hats. And so whether it comes down to hiring someone or shifting, you know, and understanding those positions is important.
Well, I have a question for you, because I have a belief that in any business, today, it's really important in building a community of fans who, you know, like what you do, like what you have to say. There's a great book out there, Cash In on Your Passion by Chuck Vaynerchuk, I think, if I said his name right. Even our next guest, Francine, there's a community of people who are, you know, have genes they love and they're not ready to part with. Who knew, right? There's that kind of community, but I fell into that. So how important is community in your business, and how do you continue to serve them and build it?
I think community is so, so important. I think everyone wants to feel connected to other people and like-minded people, and I think feeling connected to like-minded people gives you encouragement and confidence. And so with Magical Manifestors, we have a Facebook group that people, you know, I'm in there every week, and every Monday I pop in there and I say, it's Manifest Monday. What do you want to manifest this week? And people kind of share their, you know, their dreams and their goals. And, you know, people are commenting, and you can go in there and ask questions about what you're working on and gain support. I also have a Facebook group for the Shrink Session program, and people share their workouts and what they're doing. So, you know, Facebook is an amazing way to create community. And even from my perspective, you know, I've done business programs where there's Facebook groups. And I've become friends with other entrepreneurs literally around the world through the Facebook groups. It's remarkable. So, I mean, I think if you are doing a program where there's community offered, like, jump in. And the best way to build community is to offer help yourself. So, you know, not that you have to, like, live in the Facebook group of whatever community, but, like, I'll pop into different groups that I'm a part of and just, like, you know, read the first few comments and offer some feedback, some constructive feedback, because, you know, what you give is what you get. And the more you give, the more you get. So I would encourage people to, you know, to be giving and to be generous. How can you help? And then you'll be surprised how that community rises up to support you when you need it.
Wow, that's so great. And there's so many things I want to talk to you about, but as you said, what you give is what you get. So, this is the Fun to Fortune show. What is your fortune? What are you getting? Are you famous yet? Or are you already famous? Are you independently wealthy? What kind of relationships have manifested? What is your fortune that just, you know, drives you? Like, what's your fortune?
Well, I think there's been some great things. You know, Shrink Session has been featured in Glamour Magazine and on Daily Candy and Hello Giggles, and it's been featured in AM New York. And so there's been lots of, like, you know, press and all of that great stuff, of course.
And you must be glowingly proud when you see that, even though you just ran them off. But, like, oh, my gosh, how exciting, right?
Yeah, it's so awesome. It's super awesome. And then, you know, of course, like being like, it feels so good to have people all over the world sending you emails and saying, oh my God, I love your program. And this is changing my life. And it's changing how I think about exercise. And, you know, that's incredible as well. And I think, you know, one of the big things for me that is like one of the best parts is freedom. And I feel like I have this sense of freedom with my schedule and with my life. And, you know, I think honestly, that's probably one of the best things about my business. I mean, I don't know. It's like kind of up there with helping people. Like helping people is like tremendous and incredible. And then also just feeling a sense of freedom in my own life that, you know, like I said, that I can create my own schedule. And for the month of July, I went to Chicago and worked from Chicago for a whole month. And I, you know, I didn't have to be in one place. And I realized, you know, as I get older, that that piece is really important to me, to have that freedom.
Yes. Do you spend some time spend some time in Florida in your grandfather's pool and made a video?
Exactly.
I loved it.
Yeah, Florida. Yeah, and I like to, you know, just I think also the freedom of time, but also the freedom of expression. And, you know, the hardest part about being an actor is that you're a lot of times waiting for somebody to tell you, you may now use your talents, you know, like if you get the job. And that's really
right.
hard because,
because
so many of us performers and artists, we have so much to express and we have so much to give. And so having my own business has allowed me the freedom to express and to give of my talent however I want and whenever I want. And I think that, you know, I can, like, my light can shine as bright as I want it to shine whenever I want it to shine. And I think that, you know, is a gift to the world because people, you know, the amazing Marianne Williamson quote is, you know, when you shine and give other people permission to shine as well. I'm butchering that quote right now, but it really does give other people permission to shine brightly. And so I think that's also one of the best parts.
I love it, and that's a great point, freedom. I mean, 80% of the people right now out there are not happy in their work lives, and a lot of times they're just not free. They're not free to create. They're not free to do. They're not free to make their own schedule. So one of the best things about being entrepreneurs is you get to create every day. You get to make it up, and, you know, you live or die by the decisions and the choices you make, and you fail. And you get up again and you do it again and you fail and you get up again. And so our last question is and we sort of briefly talked about this, but this is the Life Coach Radio Network. So what made you seek out a coach? And you sort of said that. I don't want to ask the exact same question again. But what would you advise, like, on entrepreneurs out there, future entrepreneurs, of, you know, what they need to do to keep going or to get their idea off the ground, and what support can they get? I know you mentioned books and mentors and coaches, but, like, what did it take from you? You're a really driven person, but what did it take for you to keep mustering and keep getting up again and try and keep going?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I learned that I would offer is that you can't be afraid to take risks and to try things. Like, not even to take risks, because that sounds like kind of scary sometimes. But you can't be afraid to try things and to put your ideas out there. And because it's sort of like, you know, I'll refer back to sort of an analogy of being a performer. Like, if you're an actor and you just are only in class, acting class, and you get up and you do a scene in class and then you do another scene and then you do another scene and it's always in class, that's very different than when you get up on stage and there's actually an audience. And when you get up on stage and there's actually an audience, something in you shifts that does not and will not shift when you're just in class. Class is great. I don't want to take away from class. But something happens when you really put yourself out there. You grow, you get feedback, even if it's just energetic feedback from the people watching. And it's really, really important. It's how you become a better performer, by performing, you know? And so as an entrepreneur, your job is to put things out there and to put a product out there or a course out there or an offering out there. That is how you will become a better entrepreneur and a better practitioner. And I think so often, you know, entrepreneurs wait until it's perfect. They have the perfect idea or the perfect thing. And I just think that's a mistake, because I think the more you do it, the better you get. And you can't be afraid to try things and to be like, okay, that one failed. That was, you know, that was a bust. And then the next one will be better.
You have to get on stage, even if you're not ready. You just have to get on stage. Yeah.
I love that. That's great. I love the way you said that. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think that would be my biggest piece of advice.
Wow. Erin, how do people find you? I know you have a couple different websites. What's the best way for people to look you up, look up what you do, maybe get involved in some of your workshops or classes? How do people find you?
Yeah, I've got three ways that people can find me and three free goodies that I offer you, that all of them, I think you will love all of them. So the first thing is, if you come to erinstutland.com, and it's erinstutland.com, if you go to that page, you'll see on the landing page, there is, it says shrink your size, expand your mind. And when you enter your name and your email there, I send you a playlist. It's a 20-minute rockin', really fun playlist that you can run to or bike to or dance to. And on top of the playlist are these mantras that you can, you know, run along with. And people love that playlist. They take it with them everywhere they go. And then if you click over, when you're on erinstutland.com, if you click over, there's a link that says Magical Manifestors. Right now, if you click on that page, there's another page where I offer 18 of my favorite mantras for manifesting. So you can enter your name into that page and get that. But that's both on erinstutland.com. And then my last thing is that if you hop on over to shrinksessionworkout.com, you'll see there's a video where you can learn all about shrink session and what the workout is. It's a combination of cardio dance and yoga and mantras that you're saying out loud. I offer a free video, a workout, a 15-minute, like, thigh-sculpting, booty-shaping workout. So you can just enter your name in there, and we'll deliver a free workout right to your inbox that you can do from home. So those are the three ways. Come on over to erinstutland.com or shrinksessionworkout.com.
Sounds great. Erin, I want to thank you so much for being on Life Coach Radio Network today, Fun to Fortune Success Series. I want to ask you, do you have a pair of jeans that you're not willing to part with?
A pair of jeans that I'm not willing to part with?
A pair of jeans, yes.
I'm sure I do.
Well, you may want to stay on for Francine Rabinovich. She founded Denim Therapy, and it's a really unique niche business for those jeans that you never, ever want to throw away. So not only is she's saving, helping save the environment with all these jeans that get thrown out, but keeping you close to your sort of favorite jeans. I'm going to put Francine on, and thank you so much. We'll talk
to
you later.
Thank you so much. Okay, thanks so much.
Hello, Francine. Are you out there?
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good, good. I want to ask you a question. Were you able to hear us speaking? Because I'm not sure how the switchboard works.
I was able to hear you speaking, but I only came on like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, I just want to make sure that. So I did a little introduction of your company. We were talking a little bit of Erin Stutland out there as our first guest. So I wanted to, I shared earlier with people how I found you. I had a pair of G-Star jeans that I had taken to a local tailor, and they never fixed it right, and I just went back to the company. They stopped making that brand. They fit me perfect, and I was looking. Someone said, you should try this company, Denim Therapy, and I was like, interesting. Anyway, the jeans have been saved. I love them. I wear them all the time, and was so impressed by your operation. And I had to have you share your story with the guests. So tell us a little bit about your business and how you got started in it, and what your tagline is, if there's a tagline.
All right. So basically, I got started with Denim Therapy for the same reason you seeked Denim Therapy out. I had a favorite pair of jeans that I loved, and I wasn't willing to part ways with it. So I just decided to find a solution, and that's how Denim Therapy came about. And
now, do you have a? Did you prepare them yourself? Or you? Do you have a background in?
No, I have a background. Okay. Yeah, I don't have a background in sewing nor fashion, for that matter. I went to school for economics and international relations. And when I moved to New York after my college, I started working in advertising and branding. And so that's my background. So I did all of the branding and marketing and customer service side of the business, and then found someone to help me bring my vision to life.
Mm. And tell us about that process, because a lot of people on the call are thinking about starting businesses. They may have ideas. They may not even be sure what their passion is. So how did you bring your vision to life? What did you need to pull out of yourself, or what feedback did you need, or how did you sort of move that along?
Yeah, honestly, I just think I just went and did it. I was younger then, so I didn't have so many things to think about and so much responsibilities and so many numbers to run, and I just thought this is a great idea. I really felt it was a great idea, and so I just decided to go for it and then fix things along the way and, you know, correct the course and do things, but all while I was doing it. So that was the beauty of it. There was not a lot of thinking, a lot of planning, a lot of business plans. It was just, you know, it was a low investment to start, so I didn't need to do all of those numbers, and then I just went ahead and did it.
Mm. So you mentioned this is a great for entrepreneurs, because we're taught in business school. I went to Stern. You know, we're taught that you have to do a business plan and all your market research.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell my clients, my coaching clients sometimes say, I think business plans are basically in there to convince you to not start a business. You know,
yeah.
Like, you know, because they're just plans. When I started a company I run called Broadway Bodies, I purposely didn't do a business plan because there's a million dance workout companies in New York City. So
mm-hmm.
why do we need another one, right? I figured this is mm-hmm. business plan is just it. So I love that you also said I felt like it was a great idea. So tell us about intuition, because a lot of people out there and entrepreneurs, they get convinced or they tell a friend who doesn't love their idea, and all of a sudden they don't go with their gut anymore. So tell us
mm-hmm.
about feeling like this is a great idea. There's some intuition you had. So tell us a little about that.
I just think that the best ideas come from a specific need that you're trying to fulfill for yourself. And then hopefully you're not an independent who lives alone in the world. You're part of a community, and therefore a lot of people will share the same needs that you have. And so I just knew it was a good idea. I didn't know how big or how small it was going to be, but I was just willing to give it a try, even if it just meant doing the business for 1 year. I just felt, you know, I'm pretty sure there's other people who want to repair their jeans, and if there isn't, it's not really that big of a deal. And,
yeah.
You know, little did I, and as I went along and I was, you know, I don't think you need a business plan, but I think you need to be measured and you need to be realistic with your expectations. And if you keep yourself on track, then I think you're very likely to be successful, because you're not being attached to a business plan that's projecting you 5 times growth in the next 4 years. You're just trying to grow as you can and to grow with the market. And then you find ways to maybe speed up that growth or slow it down based on where you are in your life and in your career, and that's how I went about it.
Mm. So you mentioned a couple really good points there. Gosh, there were so many, I don't know where to start. But one prior to this was that you can start a business without a ton of money. So you had mentioned it wasn't a huge investment in the beginning. A lot of people think starting a business it takes thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and you have to open a storefront first with technology, with the internet. It's very easy and not so costly to start a business. The second, so that's the measured part, right?
Mm-hmm.
And being realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you went out and opened like a Fifth Avenue storefront before you started the company. You know,
no,
and rented a lease for 5 years.
Yeah.
The other thing is that you mentioned is movement, and Aaron was talking a lot about movement, taking action, moving forward. So one of the things I heard you say is you find ways, you go towards what you believe to be true. Like there's other people out here who need the same thing. There's a need in the market, and then you find ways to keep growing. So movement is part of that, right? To keep moving and adjust and plan and change your plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really important. I'll give you an example. We started just repairing holes, and you know that's still the core of our business. But as we heard more customers, there was other needs that they had. So we launched new services. Some of those services are no longer with us because we realized they were not right for us. And some other services have become part of our core business. But we've never felt it's failure that one of those services is not being offered anymore. We just saw it as we tried, and it didn't work out. So then we just move forward and we move on. But we didn't start the company launching 20 different services, trying to satisfy every single need. But we've just heard the market and heard our customers' needs, and then have expanded from there.
Yeah. So you put it out there, and then you put it out there. You try it, and you try again, and then you try again, and you keep adjusting. And that Aaron had mentioned about just getting on stage, a lot of entrepreneurs and even a lot of business people, they want to wait until they, like, know all the answers. Well, we don't know all the answers,
mm-hmm.
right, until we put it out there. So, Francine, what's the fun part for you? This show is called Fun to Fortune. A lot of people are unhappy with their work out there in the corporate world. We want people to escape the 9-to-5, but it has to be fun, right? It has to be something you enjoy. So what's the fun part for you? Where do you get joy and satisfaction?
I think, it depends on from the business or from, you know. So from a business perspective, my greatest joy and satisfaction is just to see how customers react to our work. Because sometimes when you see them, they really are experiencing magic, and you know the reaction to our work is just priceless. So that keeps me going. And then from a personal perspective, the fun part is, I guess, independence and freedom, because you get to create a lot. Sometimes, you know, you need some flexibility. I'm a mom, so sometimes I need to be with my kids. And this allows me to run my life in a way that's beneficial for myself and for my family and for the business. So I think it's just, you know, it's hard sometimes, but being an entrepreneur definitely helps you achieve that, even though it comes at a cost.
Right, everything does. But
everything does.
You were at once a full-time advertising, did I get that right, executive? Would you go back
yes.
to that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you would go. You would go back?
Oh, if I would go. No, I was. I thought you were asking.
The correct
that.
Answer is no.
No, I wouldn't go back. But look, there's parts of that job that I certainly miss. And when I took vacation, it was real vacation. When you own your own business,
yeah, sure.
365 days, even if though you're away, you're always connected. And you know, there was also some stimulating side parts of that work, but for where I am in my life now and the needs that I have and what I want to satisfy about myself, no, I don't think I would go back to that job.
So to change subjects a little bit, we have interesting between the two guests today. Erin sought out coaching. She does coaching. She has a mentor. When we spoke, and we are the Life Coach Radio Network, I do life coaching and business coaching and help people sort of get off the ground. When we spoke, you said, "Hey Jeff, you know, I didn't use a coach. I hope I can still be on the show." You know, what's important for our audience is where did you get support? Because sometimes we get in our head. So, what did you need from yourself or your friends or your family to support you in keeping to move forward? So, whatever that was. What was the support that you found or needed or got or reached out for?
Certainly friends and family. I think that was the key in the success of the business and the beginning of the business. You know, I had friends who did some of the photography, some of the copy, the logo work, brainstorming sessions, the support from my family. So I really think just like my close network of friends and family was really key in helping me get to where I've gotten today.
Great. So you have to have friends and family that are not your naysayers. They're the ones who want to boost you up and prop you up.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there are some naysayers too, and you have to listen to them. But I think those will also, you know, if their naysaying is constructive and not destructive, then you'll find more reasons to believe in your business and stand up for yourself, which I think you have to do because that's what the real world is about.
Yeah, great. That's a great point you made, right? You don't want all cheerleaders that are like, yeah, do it. You also want people who give you some realistic advice, but you don't want to take those warnings and then like digest them, like, you know, so you want to basically process it all and be like, yeah, that's a good idea. What's another way I could think of this, you know, as opposed to, oh, Joe and Jill don't like this idea, so therefore I'm not going to do it. You know, so really keep
right.
putting yourself out there and shifting and changing. Love it. On the fortune side, so what's been your fortune? I know you mentioned freedom and independence, which is huge. What's been the most rewarding? I read something about you, about a mom who had come in, which I think was really touching. Who had something about her son and her genes.
Mm-hmm.
So what's some of the fortune and what's some of the rewarding things that come from running your business and starting this company?
Yeah, again, you know, it's just seeing the customer. I love genes, but I really didn't fully understand how people love genes. And there's people out there who love their genes even more than I love my genes. And
I love it.
And just seeing how their life is connected to that pair of genes is really empowering and touching at the same time. And so I think that's a fortune, you know, to understand people's lives and what people are going through a pair of genes. I never thought that would be the case. And seeing that is really, I think, is really a treat.
Yeah, I love what you said about that, because just the statement, I love genes, a lot of people come to me, they don't even know their passion. And if you said to me, I love genes, you start there. Like, what do you love, right? I love, you know, plastic bottles. Like, whatever it is, maybe you love architecture, you just have to start with something you love and be okay with not knowing where that goes. So I'm having this image of you with, like, I don't know, hundreds of pairs of jeans in your closet, but you probably have like your two favorite pairs that you wear all the time.
Absolutely, yeah. I go through my closet quite often to get rid of a lot of things, but yeah, I still have a lot of jeans.
So what exactly do people come for you for? Because I know that you repair jeans, but then you mentioned you've expanded services and things like that. So, because we only have a few minutes left, so could you tell people sort of what services you do and then where they find you, because I know you're in New York, but I think you can do it elsewhere as well. So how do people find you and all that good stuff?
So basically we've become a one-stop shop for all your denim needs. So whether you need a hole repaired or hems or resizing, you know, you need a waist expansion, you want to turn your favorite jeans into maternity, and once you're back to your regular weight, you can get them back to normal. We really cover the full gamut, or we think, of what people's needs are regarding their jeans. And it's really easy to find us. We're located in New York, but we started as a mail-in service. And so we get jeans from all over the country and really all over the world. So all you have to do is go to denimtherapy.com, and all the information that you need is right there.
Wow. Francine, I want to thank you for sharing your story with our audience. I want to thank you for creating Denim Therapy and saving my pair of jeans.
Thank you.
I so appreciate you. And, thank you for being on the show, and have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you so much, and have a good day.
Take care.
Okay.
Well, I want to thank both of our callers and of our guests today. They were amazingly inspirational. Tune in again to Fun to Fortune Success with Coach Jeff in 2 weeks. We'll have another incredible entrepreneur. Thank you for listening to Life Coach Radio Network. You can find me at www.javilen, that's javilen.com. Thank you and have a wonderful day.